It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
That's the old Wonderful Russ, as opposed to the current Wonderful Russ that we have behind the board. KTAR. I love that guy.
He's great.
It's been so long since we've seen him. You're listening to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, the Data Doctors here. Man, is it a beautiful day here in the desert Southwest.
It's unreal. 78 degrees outside.
Isn't that great?
Jeez.
We got to figure out how to do this show outside this time of year.
I know.
We're talking about the things that happened in 05 that we thought might be particularly interesting to you, or just a kind of a wrap-up. And in the next segment, we're going to give you the preview of our, or just kind of a wrap-up of our newsletter so that you can understand how to learn more about or more from us on a regular basis without actually just having to listen to the show. We can educate you in a number of ways, including a weekly newsletter. But at the moment, we want to try to help Larry, who's been waiting very patiently. And he has
so much.
He has a question about processors.
Yes. Back in the day, I used to understand what a 350 cubic inch engine, and then they went to liters. Then I had to learn liters. I used to understand what a Pentium 450 is. Now I've got to go to all these different numbers for all the different processors, like mobile and M and all. What I'm looking for
isn't that great?
Now, I'm telling you, they confuse me royally.
And now, just understand, this is not coincidental.
It's not what?
It is not coincidental. They're creating that confusion.
Keeping us coming back for more.
Well, it's also a competitive thing. I don't know if you remember back when Intel used to use numbers for its processors.
Yeah.
And for a while, that worked out real well because everybody knew it, and you knew by the processor. Once you understood the numbering structure, you knew. But then the competitors started coming out with products that had the same kinds of numbers but had different performance specs. And, of course, they went to try to trademark, like, 486. Well, numbers are public domain. You can't trademark numbers. So they had to come up with something that they could trademark. So they made up this word called Pentium. And then they had to educate everybody on what that meant. And now they're getting ready to retire Pentium so that they can...
Even more confusing.
Well, again, you know, they're trying to... In 06, you're going to see the debut of Mirum and Conroe.
Oh, boy. Just when I thought I would start to understand this stuff, you're telling me there's yet more changes
in
the wind.
Let me tell you something. Way too many people concentrate way too much time on the processor when it comes to buying a new computer. And unfortunately, the way that the specs are thrown out there to most folks, it's like shopping for a car based on the tachometer.
I see.
Okay.
In other words, it's not to fixate on.
Correct, because the processor is actually the fastest portion of the three power components in a computer. There's three primary parts of a computer that determine the performance. And let's face it, what you're paying for in a computer, the difference between brand A, brand B, or actually model A, model B in pricing, is generally performance and features. Features you can figure out fairly easily on your own, because you pretty much look at a feature and go, I don't know what that is, I don't care, I don't want it. Or, that sounds very interesting and I'm willing to pay extra for it. So features you can figure out, right? Like
right.
DVD playback versus DVD burner. Mm-hmm. Well, DVD burner is going to cost you a little more, but you know, I'm not going to burn movies and don't care and don't want to spend that kind of time. So as long as I can play movies back on my laptop or whatever, I'm good. So spend a lot less time on the actual figuring out which processor's which, because the price range that you have in mind, you're going to be limited to those processors. And for you to spend more money to step to the next processor up, the return on investments becomes very, very low.
Is the mobile processor, the Pentium M,
yes,
all that much better than their Pentium 4?
Yes, because it's better for battery life.
Then that's what I would be using for a laptop.
If you're going mobile. But they're all pretty much now using these low energy consumption processors, whether it's AMD, Intel, so on and so forth. So the only time you're going to have to worry about it is if you're looking at an older product line.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, for the most part, if you stick to Pentium M, you're going to be in great shape. We're going to go to break here, but I'll put you on hold because I want to continue to help you since you waited so long, and heck, we're going to break anyway. It's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle, the Data Doctors. We'll be back right after this.